We're up here in the mountain states, where the Rebels run and play. The Aggies got old Keaton back, and boys, he chose to stay. I'm on that Mountain West connection, and I'm going to soundbite my hot takes. My internet's up and wired, and my Skype is up and at 'em for that Mountain West Sprott's hot takes. Well, I'm gonna travel up to Reno, and I'm going to travel to Fresno. I'll take the train to Albuquerque and fly the plane to Hawaii. I've got that Mountain West connection. Gonna see Colorado State. Gonna fly with Falcons and surf with the Aztecs on that journey from San Jose to Wyoming.
Welcome back to the latest Mountain West Connection podcast. Check us out at MWCConnection.com. Find us on Twitter for the amazing tweets of the day, I guess. MWC Connection. Tonight, Mountain West Media Day's preview show. It seems appropriate. Joined with normally that voice right there is Chris Andres at Greg Padre, who is nearing 400 followers and surpassed that 350 mark the other day. And we're now also joined by tonight from Matthew Bain, who does San Diego State content for us. Find him on Twitter. Yes. Say hello again.
Hello.
That's Matthew there. He is also joining us for our San Diego State preview, which will air later on. And him at Twitter, Matthew Bain 10. That's B-A-I-N. So check him out. And yes, we are doing a preview show of the Mountain West Media Days, which usually provides some information. Preseason polls are there. That's always good, right?
5% information, I'd say.
And
Yeah. Most media days, if any of you just sit around and watch the SEC media days, most of it's just Sprott's hot takes. And that being said, it's usually mixed with kind of more of a fun, informal type stuff. Like,
did you guys see the Kevin Sumlin question where somebody asked him about Johnny Manziel, and he said that that's a great question for the Browns.
Yeah, or like, how is it to not coach Johnny football this year?
Yeah, that was it.
It's like, really? Come on. It's a circus. Media day. Yeah. I've been to a couple of BYU has their own media day. I've been there to cover it for my other job. Not a big, kind of a circus. There's just it's a longer day. You meet with all the coaches and stuff. But nothing tops the four-day extravaganza SEC media days. But at the Mountain West, we got a two-day air. That's an improvement, right? 2 days worth of coverage?
I think the last time I covered it from online, it was actually 3.
SEC?
No. Mountain West.
Yeah, it was never 3 days, I don't believe.
It was never? So maybe it was 2 days and I just don't remember.
It was 1 day before, but now we got 12 teams and...
No, I distinctly remember 2 days because that was the year where Craig Thompson talked about how they didn't have the TV deals in place. And that's where, and if you guys ever want to read back on this, this is where I ranted and created the article about how the Travel Channel made a deal with the Mountain West.
Yes, go find that. I will add that link to the show in the comments or something.
Are you serious? The Mountain West made a deal with the Travel Channel.
It's kind of a fan fiction.
It's one of the better pieces Chris has ever done, or probably the site he's ever had. It's pure entertainment. Yeah, we'll put that in there. It's basically, it is true. You got Hawaii. Look at the beaches, the ocean. You have the beautiful emptiness of Qualcomm. You have the
Shut up.
The mountains of Boise State. You got the Las Vegas Strip. Wyoming actually looks a great place. I've been to a football game at the Air Force Academy. Lovely. There's plenty to talk about.
Was that allowed to say that online?
Do you say that again?
No, if I won't repeat it.
I didn't hear it. You're good.
Okay, we're good. That's fine. Self-edit, I guess. But it may have been 2 days. Maybe when they got to 12 teams, it was two days. So with the Mountain West Media Days, let's start with this. The big news is the preseason polls, which they've gotten wrong, I think, about 80% of the time. So whoever is announced as a champion usually doesn't win. Outside of last year, as far as I know, before that, it's always been somebody else. Like, you pick Utah, it's TCU. Pick TCU, it's the BYU win the Mountain West once or twice, maybe. I don't know. It's
the big news is our exclusion from media coverage.
No, you're making this sound like we're not invited.
Well, excuse me. The Mountain West Network, they're obviously in our campus insiders, which we have a good deal with. What the hell is Mountain West PSAs and promos?
Oh, you're going that right, that spot.
Well, how are we not invited?
We have an open invitation.
Did we put in an application?
No. That's a very good question there. To be one of the key interviewers, like Oceanic, Time Warner Oceanic is there, ESPN3. We did not apply to be one of the major. We're not a television partner, so that's a strike one right there. Mm. However, we did get to watch, and Campus Insiders did give us a few codes to broadcast games, so that kind of counts last year.
I guess.
Semi. Okay.
We're able to go there. Like if we were to put in credentials request, we'd be fine. We'd be able to get there. Our good friend Jevin would let us in. He would give us access. We'd have a table. We could set up microphones.
Throw me out after this first stupid thing I'd say.
Well, it depends. Yeah, that's why I'd have to be there to wrangle in Chris. I'd be the wrangler to do that. But the one thing I want to see the most is I want to see the outfit of the guys from Time Warner Oceanic.
That's true. Yeah.
You're going to have Robert Kekaula just coming in with a Hawaiian t-shirt and shorts, sandals.
Exactly. That's probably the first thing I want to see. But actually, as we attempted to get through before the Travel Channel topic took over, the media poll's coming out. We're having our own media poll. Well, I guess our writers poll, whatever you want to call it. Our projections from, we have 20 plus writers. We'll hopefully get about 15 of those to contribute. Let's kind of go through our little group here. Who do you think the media is going to pick as the division of each champion? So, Chris, go first.
Start with Matthew.
Okay, Matthew, go first.
Thank you, Chris. Who we think or who the media would
Media. Like, when we get the media poll Tuesday, probably about 11 Eastern or so, or 11 Mountain Time or so, 10 Pacific, who's going to be the champion of the West Division?
I think the media will pick Fresno State just because of the big season they had last year. You know, still infatuated with the Bulldog frenzy. They've got a good team. It's not as good as last year, but I think the media would go for Fresno State for sure.
Who else would get a first place? Because I don't know. I don't know if they break it down, but do you think there'll be a good percentage of first place votes between San Diego State or Nevada?
I think. All right, let's try doing numbers here. Let's go 60% votes for Fresno State. Maybe 25 for San Diego State and 15 for Nevada.
Ah, interesting. You'll get a few. I don't think they break it down the way. I'm just wondering.
That's probably going to be so far off, but that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to try to see what they had last year really quick to see if when they actually – I don't think they do a – I think they do first place votes. Or is it
first place votes.
No. It makes sense if you break it up by all the first place votes and then just divide it by the numbers.
Because it's not – because the basketball does coaches make the vote, right? It's not the media. But football –
No, it's media,
football's
media. No, I mean football's media, but isn't basketball
– Yeah, basketball's media.
Oh, that's coaches. Okay. So, Chris, who do you got on the other side then, Matthew?
Oh, Boise. Boise all day.
Even over Utah State Aggies?
Utah State will get a couple votes just because Chucky Keaton, you know, he's big name, the Mountain West Heisman hopeful. But Boise State, I think, is the best team overall in all of Mountain West right now. And they'll get the media.
And who's your winner?
You'll hear it later on the SDSU podcast we just did. I think that in the regular season, it'll be Boise State versus San Diego State. But if we're just going between two media poll winners, it would be Boise State.
Okay. All right, Chris, who do you have the media projecting to win the West Division?
All right, so I'm gonna go here along with Matthew. I'm going to say Fresno State. You guys have to get out of where with that Nevada get some votes thought process.
Nevada is an intriguing little potential over there in Reno.
Okay, they're just as intriguing of a potential as UNLV.
No,
so far off on that one.
They have their quarterback is a quarterback turned wide receiver turned quarterback.
Fine, whatever. Okay, so, but I don't think UNR will get a vote. I honestly think it's just going to be Fresno State, San Diego State, and Fresno State will actually win the polls there. On the other side, I'm actually going to say Utah State.
Where is – I don't have the schedule in front of me. What that final game, Utah State, Boise State's at Albertson Field, right?
Yes.
Or Albertson Stadium, whatever you want to call it.
It is.
They're playing it out at the grocery store, Albertson's, yes.
Yeah, it's at Boise, yeah. At Boise, Saturday, November 29th, last game.
That's all Albertson's.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They changed it.
Yeah, it's no longer whatever it was before, and they're crappy.
It's not blue. not blue turf annoying field anymore. It's
Alps. Not anymore. So, Chris, who do you have taking that? Or who do you think the established media folk will predict to win the whole thing?
Well, the established media folk between a Fresno State-Utah State matchup, and the reason why I'm saying Utah State over Boise State is just because coaching versus loss of players. I think people are going to see the coaching as a bigger hit, especially since Brian Harsin is returning. This is only his second gig, and he's only spent 1 year as a head coach. So I think Utah State's experience, having Chucky Keaton there, despite the loss of two wide receivers, although with that potential loss of two receivers, it might sway the media vote.
I believe the votes have already been put in, if I'm correct, because I've seen a few people on Twitter say they've entered in my Media Day votes from Mountain West and stuff. So,
okay, was this before or after the news that was?
I'm pretty sure it's before. At least, well, I think there's a DUI, I think, was already found out before. But the other one about basically stealing scholarship money from a player is after the fact.
Okay. So, yeah, it's still going to be Fresno State, Utah State, in my opinion. And I think this time around, it would be Utah State to win.
You think the media will pick?
The media would pick?
The media would pick Utah State.
Interesting.
So you've got the media riding the Chucky Keaton bandwagon?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now for me, my predictive media, it's hard not to just say Boise State, Fresno State.
But it's so easy.
I know. That's what they do. You go with a safe pick, right?
Yeah, and that's what, the media will just do what is safe, conservative.
You'll get the guys from Utah State, from the Salt Lake Tribune or the Journal, Daily Herald Journal, whatever it's called there in Logan, the Cache Valley, whatever, they'll pick Utah State. You'll have the guys from Hawaii probably go with Chalk in their division. You'll have Boise, Brian Murphy, those guys, Jeff Caves, they'll all pick Boise State to win. That's not my pick, but I assume it's going to be Fresno, Boise State, and Boise State being the winner.
All right, well, who's your pick?
Oh, so we're doing that game now? Okay.
Wait, you just said it's not my pick. You opened the door.
I certainly did. Let me pull up my, because I've looked at this a lot. Let me pull up who I've submitted to our poll really quick, because I don't want to sound like a dummy and say something different. I picked, can you check your own responses on the Google form?
No, you can't.
Crap.
Uh-oh.
I picked Fresno State, Boise State.
I think I was the first one to go through here, so let me check here really quick.
Matt, who'd
you pick, Matt? I did
SDSU over Fresno, and then Boise over Utah.
Okay. And then Boise is the total winner?
Yeah, Boise total winner.
I actually picked, I believe this is mine here, yes, I picked San Diego State versus, let me open up the other sheet, I just don't want to be a dummy and get it wrong. I picked San Diego State, Utah State.
Okay, so we all got different ones. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Hey!
And I don't think I asked for an overall winner, but if I were to pick San Diego State, Utah State, I'm assuming the Aggies would host and the Aggies would win.
Yeah.
What about you guys? Who would your be out of your two title guys? Who would be the winner?
Boise over SDSU.
Okay. All right. That makes a lot of sense. Player of the year. Who's the media? I want Matthew to go first. Who's the media going to pick for offense?
Offense, Chucky Keaton. Like Chris said, that bandwagon is full for Chucky Keaton.
Chris? He'll,
yeah, Chucky Keaton Chucky, all the way.
Yeah, I go Chucky as well. Even though my pick is, I think, my pick is Jay Ajayi. I think he won't get it, but I think he will have the best season out of any.
He might get a couple votes, though. I mean, he's a good runner back.
Oh, he is. I think he'll be the first team running back for sure.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, like, by season, the way the season goes, he'll have the best season, but it's, the quarterback's been the selection however many years going forward, or going in the back. And for defense, I'm sticking with Utah State. Well, media will pick Daron Smith, Fresno State defensive back.
Yep, I agree 100%.
I would pick Kyler Frackle of Utah State.
Oh, that's a good choice.
See, my second pick was Jake Beeley for that.
That's a good one.
I would have J.J. Whitaker as my second choice.
Interesting, Whitaker.
Okay. Question. So, your offensive player of the year, Matt, was
Chucky.
Was
Chucky?
Yeah.
Okay. You've been looking at some statistics, Mr. Mouse. Moss.
Excuse me. Yes. Proceed.
You've been looking at some statistics that for our media polls that you will release today.
Oh, Monday. This will release Monday. The media poll may or may not be out by this time in our selection, or by the time this is posted.
Our media poll.
Yes, our writer's poll, our staff poll. What's your question, Chris?
Well, yeah. You were the one who was telling me there were other votes outside of Chucky and Jay Ajayi.
Yeah, but you just stopped. For the record,
I was assuming that you were catching on to what I was having to say.
Well, I know, but I was playing dumb to want you to ask my question. That's what I was getting at.
Okay, so who's the MVP other than Chucky and Jay Ajayi?
Just so you know, I'm the only person who voted for Jay Ajayi.
So basically, you're the only one.
Yeah, we have a large contingency of writers from Fort Collins, Colorado.
Ah.
So there is a... Garrett Grayson, let's just put this. It's going to come down to Chucky Keaton or Garrett Grayson.
Oh, gosh, Chucky all the way.
Right?
I won't reveal who it is, but it's going to be close. We're recording this Sunday night, so I'm going to wait for some more votes to come in tomorrow. But here's the thing. There are not as many CSU writers as there are Grayson votes. So there's more people who don't write about CSU or went there that are voting for Grayson.
Well, I think Grayson might...
Conspiracy?
Grayson might be just a popular pick, sort of as the underdog dark horse, just because he's kind of... Colorado State wasn't great last year. They're going to be better this year, and people are seeing him as the reason. So people might just be on that train of thought. I don't know, but I think Chucky would be...
Despite Lindsay, their top three running backs, and believe the bulk of their offensive line. So, yeah, good luck with that.
People listen to our podcast?
Hope so.
I contributed. Why else would they be voting for Garrett Grayson?
I don't know. I think they're third in the West or the Mountain Division regardless.
All right, what about on defense?
That's what I was getting at right now. Defense?
Ooh. Yes.
I assume it's your vote because you chose J.J. Whittaker here.
No, I chose Deron Smith. I didn't do J.J.
Oh, there is a person who picked J.J. Defense is a bit more mixed bag. Here's the people. I'll just give you who has a vote. Deron Smith, Kyler Frackle, Eddie Yarborough, who I know who made that pick, J.J. Whittaker, and D.B. Larson. Utah State, D.B. Larson.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say.
So a mixed bag on defense. Yet there's a clear front-runner, which we probably already know.
Yeah.
So that's
one of the interesting things, that how the defensive player of the year is actually more difficult to pick than the offensive player of the year.
Well, it is, especially for, because Deron Smith is a good situation. He's not a cornerback. He's a safety. So they can't just not throw to that side of the field. Like, he can't just be a shutdown guy and take away his portion of the field. He'll make plays and can jump on the ball, break on the ball. He may be coverage every now and then. He gets sacks, tackles for loss. He's not a cornerback where he can just he gets no stats. So that's why it can be difficult. For Frackle, Utah State has a ton of linebackers, so I think he has the best season for stats, because Utah State has Nate Vigil, they have Zach Vigil, they have probably the best linebacking core in the conference, and so you can't just stop one guy. So I think that's why he can have a big year. But defense, we assume, like I said, it's going to be Smith for the media.
Okay. Interesting.
So, next lineup, who would be, out of all the coaches there, Chris, who would be your favorite interview to talk to? If you could, even though you could talk to every coach if we were there, who would you want us to talk to?
Well, Dave Christensen is gone, so Susan.
Yes.
So honestly, I really want to talk to Football Bob.
What's your reasoning?
Just because Football Bob would be like the kind of guy to be fun to sit down with and like have a casual conversation, I say him and Rocky Long, those two guys. Although I'd be more intimidated by Rocky Long to talk.
Did you see the Sporting News? They released their preseason, All Mountain West, and they released the best interview award, and it was for Rocky Long.
Oh, totally! He's got great interviews.
Hey, so much fun!
I'm not going to punt. That's why.
But here's the thing about Rocky Long versus Bob Davey. I feel like Bob Davey has, first of all, you have to have some sort of insanity level to go coach at New Mexico.
After a decade away from the game.
Exactly. After a decade away from the game. He's kind of got that gruffness, which is perfect for a mountain, like a Mountain West type interview. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, he'd be like the guy who I would want to sit down, like have a drink with, casually interview, probably become buddies with. Whereas Rocky Long, I just want to see what he says. Because if I'm me, and this is probably one of the reasons why I'll never be invited for any sort of media days interview, I have a tendency to ask ridiculous questions, hypotheticals.
For example, what would you ask? What would you ask Rocky Long this if you were there on this week?
Honestly, okay,
yeah.
Let's see.
That's so, gonna be good.
Okay, so you have Quinn Kaler, and somehow Quinn Kaler and your backup breaks a leg. Who's your third guy? Or do you go to a straight, more run-heavy based option offense because of the fact that your top two quarterbacks are gone, so there's nothing to do left, and you have such a strong depth chart of running backs that you just smash mouth it in triple option?
Wait a minute. That's your question? If you have a third-string quarterback, what's your offense going to be?
Well, no. But if you think about it, it sounds like, first of all, it's a weird question. But secondly, like, he's going to be coming up with an equally ridiculous answer.
No, I can give you ask me that question, and I'll pretend to be Rocky Long and tell you what the answer will be.
You can't say no punting.
No. Ask me your question.
All right. So, suppose Quinn Kaler and your backup have an injury where they can't perform, and your third-string quarterback is the guy who's going to be running your offense. You switch to a run-heavy offense where you're going to be more, run option, maybe triple option in that case, or do you still decide to throw the ball?
Thanks for the question there. That's a good thing to want to know about our team if we lose a couple guys. But here's the thing. Whoever our quarterback is, we're not going to change up our scheme that much. We'll go to the strengths. We may run the ball a bit more since our third guy doesn't have as much experience as Quinn and as our top two guys. Our offense will be similar. A few tweaks here and there, but it won't be a complete overhaul.
That's way too real of an answer for a Rocky Long answer.
But that's what he'll give you.
No, This is exactly what he would say.
Fine, go ahead. Since you're there in San Diego, maybe you'd be the expert on this.
He would say, literally, well, gosh, that'd be bad. Let's just hope that doesn't happen. That's literally what he would say.
I say too much? Okay, I figured, okay. I went in blind, so I figured that would be a safe answer. We'll just we'll make some tweaks.
That's a very common sense. That's a good answer.
That's a coach answer. But,
yes, Rocky Long doesn't give those.
Okay.
So, okay, then you pose the same exact question to Bob Davey, and what do you think his response would be?
We have a guy who can throw the ball.
Football.
All right, Jeremy, who would you want to talk to? So, Chris, you'd want to sit down and be best buds with Bob Davey.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremy, totally. Who would you want to sit down with?
Sit down with? Maybe Rocky Long, I think. Because I've interacted with Coach Wells. He will give you nothing. He doesn't want to open it. He won't even give you the slither of his title page of the playbook. He won't give you anything of that, so that's no fun. Bobby Hout could be interesting. I'd want to sit down with Grandpa Norm.
You can't.
I have interacted with Coach Chow before a little bit, but gotta ask him. I'd ask him. What was the deal with the quadrant system last year? Why were you changing quarterbacks every other play? I'd want to seriously. That's a question. That's probably a disrespectful question to ask. I'd probably phrase it in a nicer way, but you gotta ask the question. Quadrant. What was the deal with the quarterback rotation last season? I know he'd probably say, well, it's in the past. We're going forward with guy X, Y, and Z. But I want to ask him that. Ask him, did you get screwed at, did you get screwed at BYU? Should have been the head coach? Ask him stuff like that. That would be, because who cares if we get kicked out or not? We're just there to hopefully get some different type of answers to ask him. And I think he would be a fun guy to talk with because he knows everything about football. He's probably the smartest guy, any coach there in the country or up there, knowing how to throw the ball.
And he can get us senior discount prices on shows.
Got that right. There you go. I'd head over and see whatever Circus Soleil or something. But he would be. I'd want to talk to him because ask him a quarterback question. Ask him how it feels to get. How come it took so long to get your first head coaching job? And I kind of know the answer where he thinks he's just a bad interview. But I'd want to talk with Grandpa Norm and ask. Maybe. Well, I probably wouldn't ask him this, but since we're not there. Was it true that you went home after coaching Utah for being the OC at 5:30 p.m. every night in season? Because there's rumors that's the case.
So, all right, Matt, your turn.
I got to go Norm Chow. Norm Chow as well. But for kind of not a football reason. Because I want him to invite me to games. I want to become buds with him, and I want him to say, hey, you're a good person. Come to football games in Hawaii for free. And here's a condo in Kauai for you. Oh, thank you, Norm.
Oh, please.
Gosh, wow.
That'd be nice.
That's really nice.
You could probably put in a slip of your resume for to be the OC, because you might have a good shot of getting that.
Yeah. Might as well try.
Might as well try. So, that is there anything else you want to ask? Because we got our favorite guys in there. Is there anything you guys, any question to any coach you want to ask? I know it's kind of on the spot, but like a real, not just a screw-up question, like kind of have been a little bit, but is there anything you really want to know about one team?
Yeah, Bobby Houck, I want to ask him if they were really disappointed with their recruiting after last season, after having their best year. Like, what they thought when they got all those letters. I'd be curious to see what Bobby would say.
That'd be interesting. What about you, Chris?
I really...
I know you're the goofball of the group, essentially, so kind of rein it in.
Okay, so I'd want to sit down with Craig Bohl.
Of course, bowling punts, naturally.
Yeah, and ask him if he just gets really, really pissed off because of all the bowling punts. And my hope is that his answer is like, no, because hopefully we go bowling. And that would be like the perfect full circle.
I would pick between, this is a bad answer, but I like both your choices are who I'd want to go talk to. I would talk to Bobby Houck to ask him, did you think it'd be this difficult? You came from Montana to build anything at UNLV. Do you think it would take this long to get to a bowl game or be respectable after their history?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can kind of ask the same thing between great Craig Bohl to Wyoming, but I'd ask him, is it true you have a pilot and have access to a plane to lure recruits to Laramie?
That's a good question.
Because he does have his pilot's license.
Yeah.
And also ask him, I forget in his contract, because it's public records of sorts, you can look it up. He was given $800 housing stipend. $800.
Like, well, see, that's a good way to just buy a one bedroom in Laramie, right?
And money left over?
Yeah. I don't know the cost of living in Wyoming.
I assume it's not very high. That's some good.
All right, what about players? Is that pick one player from each? You got the Mountain Division and the West Division. Which player?
Should I just go through the list right now?
Who's going to be there? Well, yeah.
Okay, so Air Force is Michael
Vesa. No Air Force.
Okay. Matt Miller and Corey Bell for Boise State. Garrett Grayson, Aaron Davis for Colorado State.
Garrett Grayson, maybe.
Lamar Bratton and Dakota Cox for New Mexico.
No.
Chucky, Jack Mitchell will be there for Utah State. Eddie Yarbrough and Dominic Ruffin for Wyoming. And then we go to the West Division. It's Josh Harper and Deron Smith for Fresno. Joey Iosefa and Bo Yap for Hawaii.
I'd want to talk to Iosefa.
Me too.
For sure.
I would too, yes.
Cody Fajardo and Brock Hecking for Nevada.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hecking's there? It means you get the mullet in town.
Derek Largent and Terry Poole for San Diego State.
Okay.
Travis Rossidi and Tyler Winston. I'd be interested in talking to Travis Rossidi because he's seen all aspects of San Jose State football for the past few years. And then Devontae Davis and Brett Boyko for UNLV.
Going to West, I'd pick Iosefa or Hecking. Iosefa because he came in, like, not just screw-off reasons, but legitimate reasons. He came in and was the guy those past 4 weeks of the season. Had, I think, 5 touchdowns. Every game was over 100 yards but one. And that one game, I believe, had 91. He averaged, like, over 120 a game. Ask him, just talk to him with what's expected of him in the offense. Can he be the guy to get them the 4 wins or something?
The big 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to talk to Joey Iosefa, but maybe Josh Harper up at Fresno State.
Yeah, that was my third choice, too, because he's
the guy now. He's the guy. So I want to talk to him about, are you ready to be the guy? What are you excited about? Because, I mean, he had over 1,000 yards last year, but he was next to freaking Isaiah Burse and Devontae Adams. So,
plus,
yeah.
Mark Harper Jensen's gone, too. Tight end got drafted. Got picked
Yeah.
Chris?
Honestly, these are kind of more boring answers, but like I said, Travis Rossidi, because he's been there, what, 5 years? He's a senior this year. I think he's a fifth-year
senior.
That's
good. That's not boring. That's good.
Because he's gone through the Carragher. He's gone through Mike McIntyre. And I think his first year was the guy before McIntyre. I can't remember his name. Oh, who's the old coach? Never mind. No, it's not him. And then the other guy who I'd want to talk to...
Yeah, go to the mountainside. Chucky?
Garrett Grayson.
Okay.
just because if people are prepping him up, he's been named to all these different watch lists. I wonder.
Yeah,
if
he made the Maxwell list over Chucky Keaton. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that was like, absolutely ridiculous.
I wonder if he's aware of how good people think he can be.
That very good player. Okay, Matt.
Do you think that on the Maxwell Award watch list, like, they just literally forgot Chucky, and then once they released it, they're like, oh my god.
I'd hope so.
We just, oh my gosh. And they were smacking themselves for it.
Who's this Garrett Graves? Even they forgot Chucky, it's only a 50-player list, so how does Grayson even, not to disrespect toward him or that program, but is he one of the best 50 players in college football? It's not a quarterback list, it's a player list, right?
I think it's, or is it an offensive player list, or is it overall?
You got Davey O'Brien, that's quarterback. Maxwell list is offense. I think it's,
Maxwell is best offensive player.
Yeah, best offensive player. Is he one of the best 50 offensive players in the country?
No. Maybe. Not over Chucky.
Yeah, well, at least that, but even if you exclude the Chucky factor not being there, he's what?
This can't be right. He's not listed to this watch list here.
2014 okay. Maxwell? Because I know there's one list they amended afterwards for an error.
NCFAA.org, preseason watch list.
Garrett Grayson is not on here.
He's not? Did they change it?
They may have changed it. They may have taken
it off. Garrett Grayson is the Davey O'Brien Award.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I knew that.
On the Maxwell
Award. And the Walter Camp Award. The Davey O'Brien and the Walter Camp.
My mistake. Maybe Chucky was just admitted for. Okay, maybe. That's where
and
I
then
got those mixed
yeah,
up.
Chucky's Davey O'Brien and Walter Camp, too.
Regardless, should he still be on the Maxwell list for top 50 players, Chucky?
Oh, wait. Chucky is on the Maxwell. Yeah, Chucky is on the Maxwell.
Maybe it's the Davey O'Brien.
This is awesome. We're doing so good here. There was something where I read where he wasn't on one of these lists.
Well, we were talking about I remember this.
Well, yeah, was it Walter Camp, maybe? Which one is the quarterback one?
Davey O'Brien.
No, Davey O'Brien.
And let me check, because I know Chris wrote a lot of these for us. I think you wrote one or two for us. Let's see here.
Davey O'Brien watch list. Here we go.
This is exciting podcast.
Garrett Grayson's on the Davey O'Brien watch list, but Chucky Keaton is not.
That's
no,
the one.
Okay.
What the hell?
And then Walter Camp is the best overall player. That's the Walter Camp Award. And is Keaton
but
there?
What's the Maxwell?
Maxwell is...
These awards are ridiculous.
Oh, my God. So, they're both on two award watch lists. They're both on two.
It's the Walter Camp. He's off.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so, what does the Walter Camp Award say? What's that for?
All right. I'm looking.
Okay.
Okay. Given to annually to the Collegiate American Football Player of the Year.
That's Walter Payton.
It's a poor man's Heisman.
Then what's the Maxwell?
It's a poor man's Heisman.
It's a poor man's Maxwell. Isn't the Maxwell best offensive player as well?
No, this is
Walter Camp's overall.
This is best player.
Oh, Walter Camp. Okay. So, and then Dave. Okay. So we got Walter Camp's best player, Maxwell's best offensive player, O'Brien's QB.
Grayson's on, but Keaton's off.
Which one?
Walter Camp.
That's the one. That's, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that was the surprise.
I think you're right, Matthew. He's like, oh, crap, what intern screwed up this? It's like, hey, Michael Jeter, come on.
Oh, my God, that was bad.
Where's LeBron Jordan? Come on, what's up with this?
I don't even, like, recognize half these players on this. How do they have Brock Hecking, but they don't have Chucky Keaton?
For Walter Camp?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, mistake.
I don't know.
It's like they decided to take 25 players from offense and 25 players to defense, and they just happened to run out because most of the offensive players are quarterbacks, and they were just going down the list. But that doesn't make any sense either because here they list four quarterbacks at the bottom, near the bottom of the list.
Okay, here's the next question then. Let's kind of go back to who the media will pick. There's only two teams they pick, two offense, two defense. Who's going to be the two quarterbacks? When it comes out, rolls out in pixelated form on the website on Tuesday, who's not even first or second team, who are the two quarterbacks going to be named?
You mean, what do you mean by two quarterbacks?
There's a first team and second team.
Oh, okay, I get you.
Oh, it's definitely going to be Keaton and...
and you think so, Cody?
I might go Keaton and Hedrick. If it's not Grayson, I would go Hedrick.
Is Hedrick on?
Please tell me you're
list?
Just saying that just to piss off Nevada fans.
What?
Oh, wait, is Hedrick on any of these lists? I don't believe he is on any of them.
He's on the Maxwell.
Yeah, it's quarterback, but sorry. Yeah, just a quarterback's quarterback award.
Well, it's just we're just only for the top 50 quarterbacks. I mean, that we're just, it's a watch list. We're all, you know.
And we're just talking about the first and second team Mountain West, right? Preseason, first and second team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just figured because Hedrick is not on the Maxwell list like Grayson is.
Yeah. No, I would say Grayson first, but if not Grayson, Hedrick on the second team.
Yeah, second team.
That's kind of open, second team.
It is. Hedrick, Grayson, Fajardo, Kaler.
Yeah.
Con Ed.
Yeah, he's not preseason. Because he's not even named the starter.
Oh, wait. Ikeka Woolsey.
Not Taylor Graham?
Not Taylor Graham. Okay. Taylor Graham's not starting.
You never know. He's a former Ohio State quarterback there.
He is. And, you know, Hawaii starts four quarterbacks at the same time. So.
All right, so is there anything else? Okay, here's the last thing. Will there be any sort of a larger announcement at Media Day? Anything unexpected?
Well, I mean, it seems like they've already got their television announcement out of the way. Mm-hmm. That happened a while ago.
Title game as well is already sorted for the next couple of years. They'll say my bowl biggest. I think bowling stuff already. I think they're the biggest. I guess the biggest news to come out of there. There could be possibility of an extension of the CBS deal because wasn't it a 2-year deal? CBS title game.
Oh, I'm not sure. Actually,
yes,
2 or 3. I don't think that'll be the case. I don't think there'll be extension with that because TV's fickle and they want to see what year two brings. I think the biggest thing would be some sort of with the playoff. It'll be coming from Commissioner Craig Thompson. It'll probably be about he'll be confident his league champion will be in one of the New Year's Day bowls. Not that it's news, like a news item, but I think that'll be the biggest thing to come out of Media Day.
Which, you know what, I see as a very definite possibility at the end of the year that the winner in the Mountain West could be in a New Year's Day bowl.
It's proven. Look at all look at the champions of the past decade. They've gone to a BCS bowl game for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, and this is kind of what we've been kind of previewing and alluding to through all our team previews. I mean, I talked about a potential Boise State going 12-0. We've talked about Utah State going undefeated. It's possible with a lot of these teams if they just have a really good streak of runs.
Yep.
But,
all right. So
you want my big news?
Yeah. Do you have something different?
Yes. They are going to announce Mountain West Connection as official partners of the Mountain West Conference for all official news breaks.
Oh, okay. And the $1 million stipend, would that be announced as well?
If it is, it's split among 20 writers, right?
Well, no, I'm in charge, so I take care of the percentages here. And we are, for people listening, we are a nonprofit.
Yes.
That would be nice. I don't know. That I think it'll be something with the playoff, or it'll be something towards just getting a big team, big bowl game.
Oh, great. Uniforms. Yeah, we completely forgot about uniforms. Most of the uniforms are released around Media Days, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Hawaii brings back the rainbow. Officially.
So who's getting new uniforms this year?
San Diego State announced last spring their new uniforms.
Yeah, we just got new ones.
Hawaii is the only one I would think of.
What about Air Force? They could use a refreshed, like, kind of sleeker look.
They should do the one where they did the Thunderbird. Thunderbird, that's always great. That I wish that was their full-time uniform. That's awesome.
I think Hawaii should just stick with those retros as the home.
Will they come back, and if they don't do retro the whole way, or at least since now the official of the Rainbow Warriors, will they at least bring back the light green, but maybe no tint or no anything of the rainbow type logo? I think
I conversed with a friend about this. Okay. So they're going to change. This is one of those things that where they could completely change the H, you know, the main logo H they have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because they're the Rainbow Warriors, you can keep that same H but play around with the colors to make it more of a Rainbow Warriors look. So maybe like have some of the rainbows implanted in like the Taka designs. And that would be actually really cool, and maybe that's a new logo for Hawaii.
Yeah, like I could imagine like almost a white uniform, and then with that H, sort of with the different rainbow colors on the sides of the H, kind of like a sleek white with that on the helmet, and then kind of maybe like rainbow trim down the side almost of the white uniform.
Yeah, totally.
That'd be slick.
Anybody else going to get new uniforms?
I don't think so. I think Wyoming might have some sort of, not to have a news announcement, but Craig Bowen wants to keep it more traditional in that sense, even though they have a lot of uniform combinations. Because last year, they would tweet out every Tuesday or Wednesday, here's your uniform for this week, which was an awesome idea. They'd have the orange, mustard, whatever the yellow mustard is, brown camo. They'd have the matte brown helmet. They have the state flag for the cowboy. They had mixed up a lot, but he seems like he wants to tone that down to, I don't remember, recall what the colors were, but essentially probably rotate between all white, all yellow, and all brown, or some sort of those three, and that's it. There could be something with that.
Yeah. I think San Jose State needs an update.
I think they do, too.
They do, but
I mean, that,
I don't think
that Spartan on the helmet is pretty...
pretty old?
Pretty dated, yeah.
Uniforms, I don't know if there's anything else, but... Any additions besides uniforms we want to talk about? We've been going on a bit longer than we probably wanted to preview media days in our fun fashion.
Yeah, but that's half the fun, is because we don't get to ask these questions in real life.
Where's the Skype chat for media day? I could go to the side office. nothing from the floor? All right. That's fine. We're good. We've recorded two shows tonight, folks, so we've exceeded our limit of talking probably for the next while. So that's Mountain West Media Days. Definitely, definitely check out MWCConnection.com. We'll have a story stream. I was just checking last year. I don't know how this happened, but we had 44 story updates for Media Day last year.
Ooh.
We had 40. Granted, probably 10 of those are video updates, but that took a little time to put the video update in there from a Campus Insider. So we'll have a stream. We'll be able to grab that. But check it out. We'll have our staff media poll up. We will have Player of the Year stuff up. We'll have schedule who's going to be there. I believe one of our other writers has put up a Twitter list together Monday morning, so make sure to check on that. Thank you, Matthew, for joining us for double duty tonight. Excellent work.
No problem. Fun stuff, guys.
Always our goofball Chris over there. Is that the correct term for you now?
I guess he's fine.
I'm kidding. He's more the jovial. Is that a better term? Is that what you want to hear?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Jovial. I'm Jeremy here. Check us out again, MWCConnection.com, SoundCloud, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, iTunes. Rate us. I don't care if it's a one star. Let us know you're listening. I want to know who's hanging out and talking with us. So until next time, we'll have continue our preview series and some more Media Day stuff. So everyone have a good rest of your day whenever you are listening to this.